Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting.
Ah! You fucking lost your fucking veins.
Yes.
That's real good.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Stuff my fucking whore hole.
Get a life and stop jacking it.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, it feels fucking fantastic, man.
Party in my pants.
Guy barfed on my tits.
You get off on this, don't you?
I want to milk the chocolate out of your cock.
I drop a load on me.
Get down and bite on my nubbin.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loose and dropping my hoe.
It's time to make a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes, Jim and the James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday podcast. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. I have got a brand new Sextastic Tuesday story for you. Now, if you're new to the program, all you really need to know is during Sextastic Tuesday, the premise is I read you horrible sex stories. Just poorly written or disgusting. The aim is not to get you off. I don't want you to jerk off. If you feel like you need to jerk off, go for it. It's a free country. I totally understand. My voice is very sexual. Very erotic. It's deep and manly. There are so many lies in that last statement. But whatever you need to do. If you need to finger yourself, masturbate, whatever. That's not the point. The point is to showcase some truly awful pieces of literature. All right, here we go. Let's get into this week's story. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
I have a feeling this one's going to be especially painful. I feel like it was written by a 12-year-old. I hope that wasn't the case, though. This is a true story. All of my stories are true unless said otherwise. It all started 9 years ago when I was very sexually experienced because I lost my virginity at 12 with the 18-year-old, and she taught me a lot, and I learned from plenty of porn at the time. I failed math. Lols. It was the first day of classes. I'm sure he was a senior in high school at the time of this writing. And I was already pissed that I was going to waste the whole month of July on my summer being stuck in a bullshit class. But that all changed very quickly when she walked in. Her name was Carathy. That might be a spelling error. Who knows? A thick, not fat, but thick Indian girl with a big old booty and big tits, D-cups to be exact, and very cute. Okay. I knew her from elementary school, but haven't seen her in years. Long story short, they hit it off, and Carathy invited him back to her class. Yes, after class, she asked me if I wanted to hang out with her at her house, which was across from the school. I said, yeah, sure, let's go. Her parents were at work and didn't get home till 6 or 6:30. It was when school let out. We went to her crib, and she quickly dropped off her bags, and we headed for the TV. She said she wanted to watch videos. We sat for a while watching and remembering old times. I jokingly danced to a few videos. It was the rap channel, and she started to dance. She danced for me to the vid like the girls in the vid. I jokingly told her to give me her best booty shake, and she laughed, and so, okay, how's this? And started shaking that round spandex ass in my face while Iz sat with a hard dick on the couch. I was so happy. She did more moves, and we started to talk more. She told me how she hated how strict her parents were and how she was tired of not having fun like normal kids. She told me that she had to change clothes because her parents wouldn't let her wear the clothes that she wears to school. I told her I loved her class, and she hugged me and said thanks while giving me a kiss on the cheek and said thanks, period. That was one sentence. Eventually, she fell asleep next to me after she had eaten. I was, you know, she's thick after all. I was staring at her sexy thick body as she was laying on her stomach in the prawn position, or prone position. I don't know what that means. Her ass was so big, round, it looked like a hill in the position she was laying. I started to feel and rub and squeeze her ass one cheek at a time. Her booty was so soft and squishy, but not flattering, but not in the fat way. She wasn't fat, she was thick. You keep saying that, like, all right, dude, keep telling yourself that. Feeling with my hands wasn't enough. I put my face on her sleeping ass spandex, still on, and worshipped it and sniffed it. It smelled so great. My dick was bulging in my jeans. I unzipped my pants and pulled them down, wearing nothing but boxer briefs. My dick was so hard, it pointed towards my thigh, and I mounted her ass and dry-humped her from on top. She's still not waking up? What, did you roofie her? I bounced and shoved up and down slowly and quickly, bravely dry-humping this fabulous booty. At this time, she was still sleeping. I said to myself, damn, she's a heavy sleeper, as I was dry-humping that booty. Felt up her shirt and caressed and squeezed her boobs, rubbing her nipples and kissing her sleeping face. Okay, that's kind of creepy. I got of her ass... What? Maybe off her ass? I got of her ass, my dick still hard like a rocket, slowly and carefully pulled down her spandex, and from my dry humping, her thongs was already pulled down. I examined that soft brown booty and liked her ass cheeks, jiggled them each with both hands from side to side, squeezing them, slapping them. I licked the top of her butt crack before I spread them and licked at her fat, puffy pink pussy. I spread her cheeks and looked at her beautiful, tight, virgin butthole. It was so nice. That's one way to describe a butthole. Nice. And the look of her tiny asshole ass. What? In the look of her tiny asshole ass, I spreaded those fat cheeks. Was a sight to see. I buried my face deep in the ass and sniffed away. It stinks so good. Her butthole was pretty. Just like Carla Lane butthole, her skin is caramel, and her butthole, I'm sorry, caramel, and her butthole and rim is a darker color, which I fell in love with. I began licking and rimming all around it, spit in and sucked it out, tasting those booty and pussy juices. I tongue fuck it deep. In the middle of it all, I looked up and she was woke. I stood up in fear that she will freak out and tell her rent, but she said in a sexy voice, wow, why did you stop? She said she was, you woke during the dry humping, but kept her eyes closed, spelled C-L-O-T-H-E-S, like clothing, kept her eyes closed, because she didn't want to ruin it. Her booty was still out, and I asked her how she liked it so far, and she said she'd never been past kissing a guy, and that this one guy in sixth grade, I never had my ass licked and been humped before, and I always like you and wanted to kiss you, but didn't know how to make the first move, so I let you do the rest, she said, laughing at the end. I said, well, let's get back to business. And she agreed, laughing as she agreed, okay, sweetie. After a few hours of me licking and dry humping her ass and licking and sucking her tits, I asked if she can suck my dick, and she said she never did and didn't know how. But she would like to because she said, your penis does look tempting, but her parents would be home soon. So I said, can I at least bust a nut? And she said, what's that? So I told her I would show her. I told her to around on her stomach and spread her ass for me. She said okay in a sweet little innocent voice, as if she would only do this for me and only me. She spread those cheeks, and I got on top of her with my knees on each side of her hip and my dick over her butthole, and I beat my dick. She said, what you gonna do? I said, I'ma bust a nut in your ass crack. Duh. I'ma bust a nut in your ass crack. She laid there relaxed, watching rap videos. As I butt me over meat over... What? She laid there relaxed watching rap videos as I butt me meat over that booty. I was getting ready to bust, directing and rubbing my head in her butt crack and on her butthole. I said, here it comes, and I busted a huge load all over her ass crack and hole. She kept our ass... A-R-R... she kept our ass spread and said she liked how warm it felt in her crack. I rubbed the rest on her butt cheeks and she pulled her pants up with my cum still in her ass. My dick was still out and hard, and she stood her knees looking at me in pleasurable tiredness. I rubbed my dick on her face and said, now that's what busting a nut is, and she laughed and said, I know, I know. I left and went home, and she texted me and said she had a great time and wanted to try more new stuff every day after class. I said, okay, I will teach you what I know, and we can learn together. She said, KK, and left a heart in XOXO at the end and said goodnight. I laid back in my bed and smiled and said to myself, I'm going to love this summer. The end. Part 2, 3, 4, and 5 coming soon. I hope you enjoyed. Please leave comments. So this story is not over yet. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday, written by probably a middle school student for May 3rd, 2011. Brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. Listen, if you haven't taken advantage of this offer, listen the fuck up. I'm not bullshitting you. I'm getting angry here. Do you know what a good deal this is? At Adam and Eve, if you use coupon code FREAK at checkout, you'll get 50% off just about any item. Find something you like. If it's $100, if whatever you pick is $100, it's only going to cost you $50. You see? Simple math. 50% off just about any item. If you pick something for $20, you'll get it for $10. Plus, you're going to get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. Now, I know you can purchase vibrators and... You know it's coming, right? I just loaded Skype. You know you can purchase vibrators just about anywhere. As a matter of fact, my mom receives... My mom receives a catalog called Dr. Leonard's, right? And it's a catalog for old people, basically, right? And even that magazine has clit vibrators and penis pumps and shit. And it's expensive. I'm going to call my mom and see if she thinks this Adam and Eve deal is good. Okay. This should go well. My mom talking about sex items. If you guys... Guys, please use this coupon code. Look what I'm doing for you. I'm calling my mommy. Very early, though. She's probably asleep. Wake up, Patty!
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the show.
Oh, you really?
Yeah. Is Mom there?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't bother her. She's not feeling good.
Well, let me speak to her real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's Mom.
Maybe we'll get her to puke on the air for us.
Mm.
Oh, you're still there? Hi, Daddy.
Hello?
Hey, you don't sound that bad.
What?
You don't... Hi. Dad said you're sick.
He said I was sick.
Yeah, he said you're not feeling good.
Is he
lying?
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, listen. You're on the air with me.
Oh, no, not again.
Yeah. So, you remember the Dr. Leonard's catalog, right?
Yeah.
You still get those?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't get them anymore because I haven't been ordering anything, but I know what you mean.
Do you remember they sell certain products that are intimate in nature?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the prices on those?
Not really, because I don't order them, so I don't even bother them.
But what if I said, you know, let's say they were $40.
Uh-huh.
What if I told you I could get you one for $20? That's 50%
off. Well,
isn't that a good deal?
I don't think I would use a vibrator.
No. don't say that word. I don't want to hear it. I wasn't saying you necessarily. I'm just saying in theory, like, if I could, I would say, like, 50% off is a good deal, right?
I would say, yeah, sure.
Even for a, what did you call it?
Vibrator.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, God. Okay. I'll talk to you later, Mom. That's all I wanted.
Bye.
I'll call you later.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, it's so weird when your own mother says the word vibrator. Look what I do for you, freaks. 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK at checkout at AdamandEve.com. Oh, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. What have we all learned on Distorted View Daily today? My mother does not use vibrators. Ting! Which means my father is... Oh, God. All right, if you are not yet Sideshow members, please sign up right now. Super Freak, I need to pay for my therapy sessions. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Full access to the entire archive of programs. Well over 1,300. That's a huge archive of crap. stupidity for you to listen to. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Today I've got an extended show for you. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up right now. SuperFreakSoundtrack.com. Don't forget, lifetime memberships are still available for a short time. Those are $200, but then you'll never have to worry about reoccurring charges again. You'll be one of the elite super, super freaks. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from New York. We've talked about human breast milk in food many times on the show. Now, a New York gallery on Sunday offered adventurous eaters the opportunity to sample cheese made from human breast milk, getting mixed reviews and some puzzled looks. The Lady Cheese Shop. That doesn't sound good at all, does it? Not quite as disgusting as the Dick Cheese Shop, though. The Lady Cheese Shop is a temporary art installation by Miriam Simon, a graduate student at New York University who hopes to use the craft of cheese making to raise questions about the ethics of modern biotechnologies. What a snoozer. Let me chomp on that sweet, sweet booby cheese or something. Cheese is the conversation starter, Simon said. Some people are loving it and some people are gagging. Simon found three nursing women willing to have their milk turned into cheese. She screened the milk for diseases, pasteurized it, and learned the basics of cheese making. That's what she learned in college. Cheese making. Three varieties were available on Sunday. West Side Funk. Again, that does not sound good at all. Midtown Smoke. Well, not that. I might try that. Described as creamy and just pure heaven. And Wisconsin Chew. Ew. The taste of which apparently reflected the vegetable-filled diet of the woman who provided its milk. Jocelyn James of Manhattan, who works with expectant mothers, declared her favorite was Midtown Smoke. I think that would be my favorite, too. Which she said was mild. She described Wisconsin Chew as bland. It's a lot healthier than cow's milk, which can be very suspicious, she said, although she conceded it does have a stigma. Frances Anderson sampled the cheese while breastfeeding her infant son, Luan. I'm an adventurous eater. I know more about the source of this food than going into the supermarket and picking up cheddar cheese. I don't know what they pumped into that cow. Passers-by seem perplexed. That's so weird, said Cheryl Coleman, a neighbor walking by. I love this neighborhood, she added. Simon said she hoped her cheese will make people think about the various ways human bodies are used as factories, producing blood, hair, sperm, eggs, and organs that can all be harvested to use by others. And while the transfusion of human blood is a common practice, use of human milk raises eyebrows. Last year, a New York chef served dinners at his restaurant made with cheese from his wife's milk. And earlier this year, an ice cream parlor in London began buying women's breast milk and turning it into frozen treats. Yes, I believe we reported on that. You heard it here first. Distorted View, number one in human breast milk cheese-related stories. You're putting it in your mouth, said Simon, of human milk and the taboos around it. There's something really visceral about it. There you go. Second story we have for you today comes from Sydney, Australia. Apparently, you Aussies are a bunch of sexless, low-testosterone freaks! Unbelievable as it may sound, not all young men want more sex. According to a survey of Australian men, 12% between the ages of 16 and 24 said they wanted less sex. They're getting it too much over there. The highest proportion of any age group. Although it's a minority, it's still interesting that it's more of them, more than any other age group, which is not that sort of myth. What the fuck does that mean? Boys not getting enough sex and dying to get it. Oh, okay. That's a really awkward way of phrasing that, you stupid bitch, said Juliet Richters. She is the associate professor in sexual health at the University of New South Wales. Richters and a team of researchers from around Australia surveyed some 4,300 heterosexual men. Ooh, that's hard to... Surveyed some 4,300 heterosexual... Why can't I say that? Richters and a team of researchers from around Australia surveyed some 4,300 heterosexual men and 4,400 women between the ages of 16 and 64. She said another survey 5 years ago showed similar results. Only 31% of men in that age group said they wanted more sex, the lowest of any other age group as well. It may well be that they are being overwhelmed by girls of much the same age who are madly in love and very keen. So the broads are the horny ones over there in Australia. That's what, and the toilets flush backwards over there. Everything's topsy-turvy in Australia. More predictably, the survey found that 57% of men between 35 and 44 wanted more sex, compared with only 28% of women. Half of men aged 55 to 64 wanted more sex, while only 27% of women in the same age group felt the same way. The evolutionary explanation is women are only keen on sex when they can conceive. A social explanation is a whole lot of stuff, including time, pressures, tiredness. Okay. I mean, sex is a leisure activity, after all. So, there you go. And finally, today, who would have thought being fat would prevent you from getting laid? The story comes from the Obvious Times. According to a new report, obese men and women participating in a weight loss drug study reported that they were significantly less sexually satisfied than the general population. That's because, you know, sex isn't fun when you have to spend 20 minutes finding your penis, like lifting folds of fat and shit. Not to mention the smells that are involved. You know, fat people are just stinkier. Because they can't get into all the crevices, the rolls and shit, you know? Stuff festers in there. Mold grows. It's musty or something. I don't know. I'm speculating here. Where are we at here? The study, published in the May issue of the Journal of Sex and Marital Therapy, also suggests women are less satisfied than men. Our findings contribute to a growing body of research that indicate obesity is associated with a reduced sexual functioning and sexual quality of life, says the author, Truls Ostby, a professor in the department that can't... It cannot be... American, a professor in the Department of Community and Family Medicine at Duke University Medical Center. The study participants, 134 women and 91 men, were all moderately to severely obese, with a body mass index of at least 30. Participants who are white, black, and Hispanic answered an in-depth questionnaire that evaluates sexual interest, desire, arousal, orgasm, satisfaction, behavior, relationships, masturbation, and problems. So there you go. If you're fat, you're missing out on mind-blowing sex. Another reason you're pathetic. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please. Sure, anytime you're ready. My bad.
Hey, Tim. I just remember Kenny from Indiana
here.
Hi,
Kenny.
And I just had one quick thing to say. I think the benevolent God, that you have never done anything with Jason from the Jason Show. Because if he were here today on Distorted View...
What would you do?
I'd bash his head against the goddamn radiator!
I got a message from Kenny. Apparently, I was yelling at him. I was like, oh my God, another voicemail from Kenny. I guess I played him twice in one show or something, and he was very apologetic. He said he did not want to become one of those type of listeners.
Hey, boo. Spiral ham fucking man.
Walker.
Hey, dude, when I was growing up, I got hurt quite a bit. I was what they called a real boy. Skateboarding and shit, I broke my arms many times.
Uh-huh.
So I guess my question for you, Timmy, can you jerk off with both hands? Are you ambidextric? George Carlin claimed he could switch hands and gain a stroke.
I don't know. I don't even remember. I don't know. I usually use my... I'm left-handed. I don't know if that comes as a shock to anyone. There's a bit of news for you. Stop the presses. Yes, I'm left-handed. Although, I do certain things with my right hand. Like, I'll write with my left hand. I'll masturbate with my left hand. But I use my right hand for scissors. There you go. That's something about me, right? I don't know. I'll have to try using my right hand.
Yeah, Tim.
Yes.
Your test of patience is coming soon. Thanks.
All right, someone working on a new test of patience.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama.
It's May, it's Christmas shoe season.
Christmas time.
All right, thank you very much, caller.
Okay, dude, this is your furry listener, Nova.
Hi, Nova.
I was going on the internet, and I found Ray William Johnson. I don't really like him that much, but hey. Featured Tonetta.
Of course. Tonetta's
You have been
superstar.
Right this entire time. I have seen Tonetta pop up everywhere. He's becoming famous.
Yes.
Famous, and you are the one that made him famous.
Of course I am.
You're like his talent agent.
I am. He should be kissing my fucking ass, not avoiding me. I want to interview him.
Pick up the phone, Tim, or I will peel the eyelids off your face and pull your guts up and play with them. Tim, pick up the fucking phone.
It's a voicemail line. I will never pick up. It doesn't work like that, you idiot.
Hello, faggot. This is your Japanese white announcer.
I was listening to 6-11 Best 10 Show, and the unsavory predicted the 9.0 earthquake. All hail Mongrel Nostradamus.
Yes. Thank you.
Jagu, Timmy Boo, Mr. Wolfington here, your furry sideshow freak member from Australia, is calling up to ask a question. Am I one of the only freaks that actually puts like 2 months of DV onto an MP3 playing device and actually listens to it on shuffle when they go to sleep or when they're working? Like, I seriously cannot get to sleep without DV playing in my ears. Nice. It's ridiculous.
Well, if you're
now
listening to this laying in bed, go to sleep, my sweet prince. Go to sleep. I'm watching you. I'm watching over you always. Touching myself.
And you make going to work so goddamn bearable. It's unbelievable.
I feel like you should really be giving me more money.
Jagu Timmy Boo, this is Zach from Florida. I know I called in twice in one day. Hopefully you won't play both voicemails, but if you do, this was just one that I was brainstorming after a long day of work, sir. If you were backed up, say, about 2 weeks in fucking voicemails, I would literally just play one voicemail from each day. Because you go through about, like, what, 7 or 8 voicemails anyway. And so
I actually try to do, like, 10 voicemails, but, you know, I cut off people all the time, so it seems like it seems shorter.
Hello, Tim. What's your favorite scary movie?
I just saw Scream 4 this past weekend. What a pile of shit.
Yeah, Tim, I have a really good idea. When you do the sideshow, you should do voicemails at the end on the sideshow, too.
Oh, who
that
wants to hear that shit?
Faster. Just a thought.
I might do that sometime. You know, I've done voicemail shows and stuff in the past, but I'm catching up, I think. These are from, what, April 21st. So, you know, it's not too bad. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Vibrator, 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 vibrator.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now. If you are, stick around for extended content. And, of course, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, bye, everybody!
Make you slap somebody.